Sinead Niall Conn is out and about. I don't know if she got a bus or not, or whether she drove. Hello, Sinead.
Hi, Ray. I drove today. I drove as far as Cabinteely Community School. You might be able to hear the students in the background there. It's September, the 4th of the month, and they're back at school, and I'm going back to school today. I'm going to learn something new, and I'm going to enrol myself in a class car maintenance, because the adult education courses are starting here in Cabinteely in the next few weeks or so in September, and they have so many different options for people who want to further themselves, who want to learn something new. They have Italian for holidays, they have cake decorating, they have art, the history of art, and they also have car maintenance. And I was thinking about my role as reporter on this show, and I'm forever out and about in my Volkswagen Golf. But what would happen if I was on my way to a report down the country and next thing a little flashy orange light appeared on the screen near my steering wheel? What would I do? Would I have a panic? Would I have to call roadside assistance? Or would I learn something today that might help me should that ever happen when I'm out and about? So yeah, I'm going to have a lesson today from Paul Dalton, who runs the course out here. He's the teacher, and the car maintenance course, they teach everything. I suppose the basics, especially when you think about what you need to know when you are going out day after day in your car. Would you have any idea of what those basics might be, or things that you know yourself? I know you're on your bike a lot of the time.
Yes. Well, there's two things there. Firstly, I was the other evening, it was a lovely bright evening, but I was thinking to myself, now the evenings are closing in, because it was bright at 8 o'clock, but by 8:30 it was nearly dark. And I was thinking, how am I going to fill the long winter evenings? And I was thinking about maybe doing some sort of course. And I know there are thousands of evening courses all over the country, like the ones that they offer in Cabinteely Adult Education. And I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. The other thing is that of late, as in the last few years, I've started doing things for myself.
Hey.
No, like I'd look at something and go, OK, now before I would have got it, a tradesperson to do it, and that's fair enough. And sometimes you have to, it might be a specialist thing. But say doing up a room, I decided I'm going to do that. And I did all the painting and all that, took the doors off the wardrobes and sanded them down and repainted them. And then things in the garden, I start doing the garden as well. And so what I do is I look at a job that needs to be done. And I think, can I do it? What technology do I need to do it? How expensive is that? And does it all make sense in the end? And that's my approach to life now. It's a different approach, but it means you have to upskill on a number of things.
I bet you what makes sense in the end is the self-satisfaction as well.
I didn't want to use that word because it sounds like gloating.
but you should be able to gloat. You know, if you've put the work in, if you've managed to make something happen. I don't know what's up with my algorithm, but I seem to get lots of videos of people doing different DIY projects as well each time I'm on Instagram. Okay. And there are so many people out there that are just, maybe purchasing things that don't cost a lot of money, but upcycling them and making them appear much nicer than they did when they first purchased them.
Yeah, it's that hands on your hips moment, Sinead, when it's all complete and you just take one step back, put your hands on your hips, put your chest out and you go, I did that.
And then you take a few photos and put them on the grid, of course. It didn't happen if it's not on the grid.
Anyway, your original question, I couldn't service a car to save my life at the moment. And of course, cars are getting a lot more electronically sophisticated and are probably more difficult to service. But anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing from Paul Dalton, who's a car maintenance teacher. And on your way out to Cabinteely, you had your microphone and you do what you do. And what did you do?
I do be talking to people from time to time when I'm out and about. And earlier, because this is a skill, to be able to fix your car when you're at the side of the road, to know what's wrong, I would say that it is a life skill.
Yes.
So the question I asked people was, what life skill do you wish you had? And the first person I met was Gillian.
Playing the guitar. When people are together, it just brings joy and fun, yeah.
Would you think about learning?
Yeah, the kids have just been offered guitar lessons as an after-school activity, and that's what had it in my brain. I was like, I wouldn't mind doing that as a kid. If the kids pick it up, then maybe I might learn it with them.
Do you think they'll mind if Mom tags along to the classes?
I think they will mind. I tag along a note already, so I think they'd want their space.
Well, it's September, so maybe by December you might be playing, strumming away to Fairy Tale of New York.
Yeah, that would be great, as opposed to a happy birthday. It's probably about the limits I could do.
Do it, Gillian. Do it.
Do it. And it's such a skill to have as well. Oh, yeah. You know, you've been there at the end of the night when somebody wants a bit of a sing song. Mm. Absolutely, if you have a song, that's great. But if you have a guitar, even better still.
You know, I'm learning to play the drums, and I'm making inroads. Unfortunately, you can't bring a drum kit along to a house party. It doesn't quite work.
But the spoons, you could. And that's kind of similar. It's percussion.
Yeah, I don't know how people feel about somebody who takes out a set of spoons at the end of the night. But anyway, so that was Gillian and her guitar. Who was next?
Next up, Desi.
To be a good footballer like me son Bradley, you should see him on the ball. He's bleeding great. He is. He's like Ronaldo, Messi. How he does, I don't know. I'd be confused looking at him, you know. Hannah, she's a great baller as well. She plays football. And Sean, if I could only have been like them and better at the old football and what have you.
It mightn't be a life skill, but it's certainly a skill to be able to play.
Well, it is. To control the ball now, to control that ball as you're running. So it is a skill in itself, you know. And then to put it in the back of the net, you know, everyone wants a win.
Man, Desi.
The hand on hip moment, everyone wants a win or to score a goal.
Yeah, so it's life skills. People looking back at their lives and going, I wish I learnt more about that. Is that it?
That's it. But then there are other people maybe who might think about it in another way. Like you could say that a life skill is parallel parking. And that's one that I haven't perfected just yet, but I am practicing. You could say that a life skill is swimming. But you could say that a life skill is being compassionate as well, or having empathy. Yeah. You know, I think that it's quite a broad spectrum for this question. And what I really enjoyed was listening to the different answers and how different people interpreted the question as well. Like Maria, who I met earlier.
I'd like to write a book about my life, but it's the spelling is the difficulty. But I often write little bits in my diary, but then I say, no, that's crap, and I might tear it out and then throw it out.
Maybe the life skill you need is confidence to keep going.
Exactly, definitely.
How can you build up your confidence? Does it come with practice?
It has to.
So you've got to take out the diary and start writing again?
It's September now, so next month it could start.
Do it.
Well, I'll try my best.
The reason I'm laughing is it's only September 4th, but Maria says I'll do it next month.
But do it. I think that could be the theme of today's show. Do
yes,
it.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, buy your or learn that skill or take out the diary, write again, have the confidence or build the confidence.
Yeah, so that was Maria. And next year you met up with John.
Difficulties of overcoming reading, filling in forms and things like that.
They can be overwhelming at times.
Very much so. I have my daughter who lives with me, thank God, that she helps me out and everything. Any other chance in life, I do, but I find that very hard. God help poor people and all folks who live on their own that can't read and write, and they want others to help them. And everything nowadays is you go online to do. Everything is send an email, send this, you know. It's not fair in the older generation.
Mm.
So I have to agree with John.
Yeah. Literacy is a big thing. We've done a few items on it in the past, and we must come back to it because, as John says, everything is online now. There was a time when you go into an officer and you'd be able to talk to somebody and they could help you fill out your form. But now you have to do it online, so you need literacy skills. So we must come back to that. That was John. Who would you meet next?
Next up was Jude.
I wish I had willpower. All the plans I have in my life never get further than my couch. I wish I was able to follow through. I have great intentions. I could pave the road to heaven in intentions, but they don't go any further and I get a pain in my left eye with it.
Yeah.
Sing it, sister.
I don't know if willpower is a life skill. Is it?
I'd put it down as a life skill.
Would you? Yeah.
To have it, it might make your life easier as well. I tend to put things on the long finger. I'm a big fan of the long finger.
Are you?
So I need to get rid of that.
You're a procrastinator.
Procrastinator. Yeah.
Yes. Just do it. Just do it.
Just do it. But then you're like, OK, but I'll just do this first, or I'll just tidy the apartment before I can focus on what I actually need to do, and that there's time pressure involved with it.
Yeah. I'm sure people have advice on procrastination, because people have procrastinated in the past and they've overcome it. So if you have any advice for our Sinead, who's a procrastinator, and for, who was that, Jude or Deborah? That was
Jude.
Jude, that you might share it with us. So Deborah's next.
For me, the most important thing would be to know basic first aids, to be able to help anybody if they are like in an emergency. It's always, always useful not to have to wait for an ambulance. In some cases, you can save a life.
Very important.
Very important. And that's something now that I have to put on my list and not procrastinate about, because, you know, you see how CPR is done on television and you think you have an idea of it, but you actually need to put it into practice. Not a case of CPR as such, but, you know, to have the class, to have the lesson, to have the mannequin and do it.
And there are classes all over the country. Myself and David, who used to be a producer on the show, went into the Irish Heart Foundation and we got a class in CPR and using a defibrillator and all that. And it was very helpful. And it just demystifies the whole thing, and it means that you're not going to panic in a certain situation. I've seen it work firsthand, and it, you know, I saw a life been saved, and it's a real eye opener. And two people in a gym, and if they hadn't been there, that poor man, you know, would have died, and there would have been family who would have been left without a father and partner and all that sort of thing. So it's so important. We were going to do, and we must come back to that as well. This is really good,
it's like
Sinead.
Like a brainstorming session.
No, it is. No, because
anything
we were,
else.
I think it was before COVID. We had the idea to front, you know, a national first aid day, so that on a particular day, everybody who provides courses around the country would open up, you know, just for one day in local community centre or wherever, and we would publicise it and we'd front it and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And we were a bit down the way with that, and then COVID hit, and of course things, the world changed. But we must revisit that. So thanks Deborah for that. Thank you, Deborah.
Yeah. Cheers, Deborah.
And finally, Sinead.
Finally, Carol.
I wish I had more confidence in myself. Hmm. You just got out, you got a job, that was it. And I feel I could have been a much better version of myself if I had had more opportunities. Not that I regret anything I've done. Sure, life is life. I mean, I wouldn't have my three gorgeous kids and my three gorgeous grandchildren if I hadn't taken the steps I took. But I could have taken better steps, but then I wouldn't have had them. So it's a matter of weighing up good and bad.
Yeah.
It's a bit like the butterfly effect, isn't it? You know, if you do one thing, does it lead to other things in your life? And if you hadn't done that, you know, will you still have the same path?
Yeah, it's interesting because you're asking people really to voice their regrets in a way, you know.
It's a little bit like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't be looking back and, you know, thinking if I did this and if I did that, because we're here, you know, and we should live in the moment and look to the future sort of thing, but you're not living in the moment if you're looking to the future. Anyway, listen.
And you never know, though. Maybe today's Vox Pops have inspired Gillian to learn the guitar and Desi to take up soccer and Maria to actually put pen to paper and write that book. You know, it might have set a seed. Anyway.
We're changing the world. Yes. Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. Now, where you're off to meet Paul. And Paul Dalton is a car maintenance teacher, and you're out in Cabinteely. And we're going to be talking about adult education. And that'll be when we come back to you in about a half an hour's time. Sinead, for the moment, thank you very much.